see Jesus the same way those followers of his while he walked on the earth saw Jesus. He is present to us differently than he was physically present to them. And in our scientific age, when we rely on empirical data, meaning we have to see it and touch it and prove it in order for it to be true in our minds, because of this age we live in, faith becomes increasingly difficult. But my dear friends, I am here to tell you something you already know, that Jesus is just as present to us today as he was 2,000 years ago. But sometimes we're like those disciples walking along, and we don't see Jesus, even though he draws near and he walks with us. Jesus is more present to us than anyone else in our lives. But there are some things we can do to recognize Jesus. There are some things that we need to remember in order to allow the presence of Jesus to be visible in our lives. The first thing that Jesus does is he asks the disciples to talk to him. He asks them to reveal their hearts to him. He asks them to make themselves vulnerable. Now, they don't realize that's what's happening, but that's what Jesus is doing. He's trying to get them to open up their hearts. And so even though God knows us better than we know ourselves, the first step is to, as it were, reveal ourselves to God, to open up our hearts, to be honest above all with ourselves about our confusion, our hurt, our anger, our joys, our hopes and dreams, whatever it is we're experiencing in life, to open ourselves up to God in all of those areas that are particular to each one of us. And so that gives the disciples on the road with Jesus the chance to talk about what they're feeling, what they're experiencing. And what they say to the Lord is, we had such great hopes, and they were shattered. So we're disappointed, we're broken. And then the second thing that happens is that because the disciples have revealed themselves to Jesus, now Jesus can reveal himself to them. Jesus draws near and walks along, and he begins to explain to the disciples what the prophets were talking about in the Old Testament. He starts and goes step by step and reveals God's saving plan to the disciples in the midst of their disappointment, in the midst of their heartache. Jesus reveals his love to them. And the same is true for us, my dear friends. It is only after we have made ourselves vulnerable, after we have been honest with God about what's going on, that he can then enter into those very situations, because he is drawing near to us at every moment of our lives. And he always brings us hope and healing and mercy and love. But we gotta open our hearts to receive those gifts. And then, once we have received what the Lord wants to give us, what happens? St. Luke tells us that these disciples that were downcast, that were debating, that were really distraught, they become so joyful once they recognize Jesus in their midst, in the breaking of bread in the Eucharist, that they've got to rush back to Jerusalem. It's already late at night. They just had dinner. They're probably tired. But yet, because they recognize Jesus, even though it's dangerous on the roads at dark, they rush back to Jerusalem because they have to share the joy. They have to share the good news. That's the way it works. Pope Francis reminds us again and again and again that we are a missionary church, that we don't hold in what we have received. We've got the best news the world has got to offer, and Jesus calls us to share it. But because we are timid, because we sometimes are afraid, because we think, I don't have the skill to stand in front of a group of people and talk. I don't even have the skill that it takes, perhaps, to approach people around me to talk about Jesus. We rely on God to give us the opportunity. What do the disciples start with? They go back to Jerusalem to people they know. They don't go to strangers at first. And while they do share the good news, what they also share is their joy. In our lives, there are lots of people who are hurting and who need the good news of Jesus Christ. And he is calling us, his disciples, to share that, first of all, with a listening ear, with words of comfort and hope, with our joyful attitude. One of the things Pope Francis likes to say is, smile when you talk to people. It seems natural, but it's something we often forget. And when it takes work for us to do, when it takes effort for us to forgive, to smile, to show joy, that's when the Holy Spirit can take over and turn that into a moment of grace and healing for others. Because not only when we reveal ourselves to Jesus, does he reveal himself to us, but he also asks us to reveal him to others. That is our role as a missionary church. That prolongs the joy. That's how we keep faith and hope alive in our hearts, by giving it away, by sharing it, by announcing with our actions, with our lives, that Jesus Christ is risen. We're about to celebrate the Eucharist. In receiving Jesus himself, our eyes are open. We recognize our Lord in the breaking of bread. And while we don't see him in necessarily the way we would like to see him, don't be fooled by your eyes. The Lord is truly present. We receive his body and blood into our hearts, into our lives, into our very being, to give us the joy we need this Easter season for ourselves and for others. And if that were not enough, at this Mass, we have a beautiful young woman named Grace Peterson who's going to receive Jesus for the first time in Holy Communion. And what pride we have as the body of Christ, as his disciples, as his church, to share the saving love. May God bless you.